我们先有一点祷告。
Let us first have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
我们到你面光底下的时候，常是感觉我们是带着多少的无知和那个愚昧。
Whenever we come into the light of your countenance, we realize how much foolishness and ignorance. 但是
感谢赞美你。
We bring with us, we praise and thank you.
你在我们实际的生活带领上面，不住的用你自己的话和你的性情来照明我们。
However, you continue to lead us in our daily living according to your light of your word and your nature.
谢谢我们的主，因为你从起初就是定睛在我们身上。
Lord, we thank thee because even from the beginning you have your sight set on us.
我们为着你这一份的感情和纪念，要不住的在你面前向你敬拜。
And for such love and grace and your remembrance, we have to bow our head and worship you.
晚上我们一同在聚在一起读你的话的时候。
This evening as we're gathered together to read thy word.
求你借着圣灵的运行，打开我们的心窍。
We pray that through the moving of the Holy Spirit, you open up the heart, our hearts.
让我们能非常明亮的看到你在我们身上的带领。
So that we
是总是按照你原来的定义来实行。
So that we can clearly see that you continue to lead us according to your original desire and purpose.
因此我们在你面前不蒙恩也不行。
Now, therefore, we must receive grace in thy presence.
因为你没有放弃我们。
Because you have not forsaken us.
你一直把我们放在你的心上，也摆在你的手里。
And you continue to place us upon your heart and in your hand.
我们感谢主。
Lord, we thank thee.
晚上我们读诗篇读到第四卷三的末了的时候，
你
给我们看见了。这个荣耀的事实。
This evening, as we look into the end of the book 3 of the book of Psalms, let us see this glorious fact.
愿主让我们不住的常活在你话语的光中，直到见你面的时候。
Allow for us to continue to live under the light of your word until we see thee face to face.
我们将仰望祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We look unto thee and pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 好，我们感谢主，虽然停了好几个，不止一两个礼拜了。
We thank the Lord, even though we have not had Bible study for a few weeks now, more than a couple of weeks.
感谢主，今天晚上我们可以恢复。
We thank the Lord that we're able to continue on this evening.
我们这次恢复最低限度，在动力会以前，我们要把卷三来结束。
As we start this evening, at the very least, we desire to finish at least the third volume of the Book of Psalms before the Winter Conference.
当我们回到我们所读过的诗篇里的时候
，When we reflect on all the Psalms we have read,
我们有的时候真的是给他诗篇里边的内容搞得我们有点乱头头脑乱起来的。
At times when we do reflect on those psalms, it seems to confuse us in our minds.
我们感谢神。
And we thank God.
以前我们读到86这几篇的时候。
Previously, when we went through Psalms 85, 86, and 87.
我们看到神的那个引导在属他的人的身上。是非常的明显。
We're able to see the guidance of God upon those who belong to Him very clearly.
从人对神的无知，让神一直带领，一直带到什么地方呢？带到87篇。
Through the ignorance of man, God continues to lead us and lead us and lead us to what point? To Psalm 87.
到了八十七篇的时候
，When we reach Psalm 87,
弟兄姊妹，你看见一件非常有趣的事。
Brothers and sisters, we see this very interesting fact.
因为从人在神面前的愚昧到拣选神
，And that is through the foolishness of man into a point when we choose God.
经过许多的磨练， 让神带到一个地步。
Through many stripping until we this point.
什么地步呢？
What point?
进到神永远的旨意里。
And that is, we now enter into the eternal will of God.
所以，如果我们还记得的话
，So if we recall.
我们最末了一次看是看了87篇。
The last time we got together, we shared on Psalm 87.
那87篇讲什么呢
？And now, what is Psalm 87 about?
讲那个城。
It speaks of the city.
哪一个城
？Which city?
你认真说起来，那是新耶路撒冷。
To be very strict, it is concerning New Jerusalem.
因为在87篇里边，神给我们留意到一件事。神非常留意是那个地。
When we reach Psalm 87, the focus that God desires us to pay attention to is concerning the land.
那从我们的体会来说，就是说，神要把那一个对神满了薄逆的地，造成一个地方是神的居所。
In other words, God desires for us to take note of the land from that rebellious land. He will conform it to a habitation fit for Him.
而这个神的居所里面所包括的不只是神的选民。
And in this habitation, what it includes not only the people of God.
而到了那一个时候，那一个城所包括的呢？是全地的人。
But all that dwells in this city includes all the people of the land.
这全地的人在过去的日子一直在里面是包括以色列人。
All the people that dwell amongst the land previously included the Israelites.
按照历史来说当然也包括教会在里头。
According to history, of course, it also includes the church.
但是这一点对我们来说没有难处。
But this point we have no difficulty with.
但是你细细看下去的时候
，But when we read in detail，
连神的对头都在里边呢。
Even the adversaries of God are included in this land.
埃及人在哪里
？The Egyptians are there.
巴比伦人在那里
？The Babylonians are there.
一切与神作对的那些都在那里。
And all those who oppose God dwell there.
在那里不是住在那里。
And there they not only dwell there.
他们能坐在那里就引出他们可以住在那里的源头。
The fact that they dwell there leads us to the point of what is the origin, what's the source, why they are able to dwell there.
那个源头是什么呢
?What is that source?
神自己。
That is God himself.
是神用生命的赎价把他们带回到神的面前。
That is God Himself using life as the redemption to bring them back into God's presence.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
当神把人把地从地转移到人身上的时候
，Now when God shifts the focus from the land to the person，
你在87篇里头看到一个最美的。光景是什么
Then we're able to see what is that most good and beautiful scene in Psalm 87.
在87篇最末了。
So at the end, very end of Psalm 87.
记录下来神在那里数点万民的时候。
There when God numbers all the nations.
神能很清楚地说出。
God clearly says,
你生在哪里
？Where are you born？
这个人又生在哪里
？And where this person is born？
你看看那个光景的时候
，When we see that condition，
包括了全地 God, 的人在里头。
God includes all the people of the land。
神说：“我一一能数点你们是从哪里来的。
”God says, "I shall count, and where are you from？"
感谢主
，Thank the Lord。
所以87篇最末了那一句话。
So at the end of Psalm 87,
歌唱的跳舞的都要说我的全源都在你里面。
As well, the singers as the players on the instruments shall be there. All my springs are in thee.
那当神把我们带到他计划完成的时候的这个光景。
Now when God brings us into this condition at the completion of his plan,
马上接下去就应该说怎么进到第卷四去了。
Now immediately it ought to say how we enter into volume four.
因为再过时间我们读卷四的时候你看到那完完全全是人怎么进到神的敬拜对神的敬拜
That is because later on when we get into volume 4, we're able to see how God speaks of worship, entering into worship.
所以在我们的想象里面87篇和88-89篇应该是不会连在一起才对的。
Therefore, in our impression then, Psalm 87, 88, 89 should not be connected together.
那我们看到88和89的时候
Because when we read Psalms 88 and 89, we're able to see Psalm 88 and 89 should be connected together.
不但是因为是作者是相同的人,
not only because the author of the hymn are the same,
而里面所提到的好像是人从最绝望的时候被神带回到神的荣耀里。
But even the content itself seems to depict for us when man is at most hopeless condition, we're brought back before God.
这样，卷四一开始就是人进入敬拜侍奉里。
Now, therefore, then at the beginning of volume four, then man enters into worship and service.
但现在我们读起来的时候呢
？But when we continue to read,
好像的是就是气势。次序不是这样。
It doesn't seem to flow in that order.
我们看见好像神把我们带到他的计划完成的最高点。
It seems as if now God brings us to the highest point of His plan.
然后从接上来的八十八、八十九呢
？But then what follows on in Psalm 88 and 89,
好像把从前人在神面前所走过的属灵的经历。总结出来。
It seems as God is summarizing all of man's path in our spiritual experience.
让人看见神在人身上做工的时候，神是怎样来定规，怎么带领，怎么来显明他的工作。
It seems as to show man as God leads us how he has determined, how he has led, and how he manifests his work.
这样才进到卷四里头是很非常合理。
And then we enter into volume 4, and that is very appropriate.
但现在你从87一进到88的时候，好像走回头路了。
But when we read 87 and into Psalm 88, it seems like now we're actually going backwards. But we thank the Lord.
那不是回头路。
It is not going backwards.
他是要让跟随主的人回头来想，他们怎么走过这段路程，走到神的心思最高点。
But it is in order for man to reflect to see how God has led and how we have been brought to the highest point of God's desire.
我想弟兄姐妹，首先你注意的是这两篇诗篇的作者。
So first, I'd like brothers and sisters to take note of the author of these two hymns.
这两个作者可以说都是西曼的后裔。
We can say, both of these authors are the descendants of Heman.
那西曼是谁呢?
So who is this person, Heman?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
从此的历史里头给我们看到西曼是在大卫的时候做领长的其中一个人。
Now we're able to see that Heman is one of the chief musicians during David's time.
当然在大卫的时候做领长的不是他一个。
Of course, Heman was not the only chief musician during David's time.
是有几个。
There were several.
他们做了领长。
And they were chief musicians.
那做领长做什么呢?
Now what do they do as chief musicians?
圣殿里面教导立位人歌唱特别是歌唱的立位人来唱诗侍奉敬拜神。
That is, in the temple, they teach the Levites, specifically the Levite singers, how to serve, how to worship God.
这些灵长的后裔一直到以色列犹大被掳。
these chief musicians until the period when Israel and Judah were in captivity.
他们的后裔仍然是在经历圣殿里头的侍奉的实际和原则。
The chief musicians continue to serve in the temple in the principle of it and in reality.
那么现在这两篇好像是把他们那个经历
And these two Psalms, then, it seems to tell us how they have gone through in their experience in this path of experiencing God.
也特别是说到他们怎么在困苦当中来仰望神的福持。
It seems also to tell us in sorrow, in despair, how they look to the support, the sustaining by God.
一段挣扎,
that is through all these struggles, repeated struggle.
他们就被带到神的旨意的高点去了。
They are then brought to the highest point of the will of God.
88篇先来看看。
So let us first begin with Psalm 88.
我先留意那个诗歌里头的
Let us first take note of the description at the beginning of the psalm.
他说可拉后裔的诗歌就是以色列人希曼的训诲时，调与领长，调用马哈瓦利安俄。So
this is a psalm for the sons of Korah to the chief musician. And is a masque of Heman, the Ezrahite. It is played upon Mahalath Leanov. Now, brothers and sisters, take note. Even though practically then the Psalms, author of the Psalms is not practically the same person, but the same point. They are both 88 and 89. They are both Ezrahite. And who are they? Now then, Ezra has connection with as one of the first chief musicians with Heman. It is a very meaningful matter.
88篇这个诗歌的题目叫做
So the theme of Psalm 88, it says,
Mahalath-li-an-e.
It says it's played upon the Mahalath Leanoth.
什么意思?
Now, what does that mean?
从一些文字的传递里，我们知道了。
From some of the origin of the word, we're able to understand.
一个人病了,
from one who is ill,
并且病得很厉害,
and they're severely ill,
仰望神, 不住地仰望神, 也没看到好处。
They look to God and they continue to look to God, yet their situation does not turn better.
在他里面就产生了一些
So then within them, these thoughts arise.
我读上来的时候,
and when I read it,
我深深地感觉,
I deeply feel,
你病就病了嘛,
if you're ill, then you're ill.
跟神有什么关系呢?
What does your illness have to do with God?
但是他会回答说,
but they can answer
神是医治万民的,
that God heals the afflicted.
我来仰望他,
and so I look unto him.
我来依靠他,
and so I trust in him.
但是依靠来依靠去,
but no matter how I trust in
我没有得着好处,
him, I do not receive his goodness. I am still in sorrow and illness.
这是病痛好像已经把我带到阴间和死亡里。
It seems as if I'm ready to die and I'm afflicted unto death.
一直到末了你看到他仍然是存着这种心思。
So you can see the author even to the end of the psalm have such a thought.
我不是仰望神的人，神忘记我，我没有话说。
If I'm not one that looks unto God to seek Him, and He does not show me His favor, I have nothing to say.
但是我是不住地在那里仰望神的人。
Yet I'm one who continues to look unto Him.
为什么神让我经历那么长久的痛苦？
Why is it then God allowed for me to go through such a long period of affliction?
那我读来读去，我就读出一个领会来。
So as I continue to read and meditate, I have this understanding.
神是借着这一个利未人，他用着身体上的痛病痛，来指出了他们在神面前那个实际的经历是怎么进行的。
That is through our physical health, our illness, God shows this Levite how our experience is brought forward.
因为弟兄姊妹，你读下去你就看到了。
Because brothers and sisters, when we read on, we will see.
他实在是一个寻求神的人。
This author is indeed one who seeks after God.
他实在是一个时刻仰望神的人。
He is one who constantly looks unto God.
但是为什么他活在如同在死亡里一样。
Why is it that he lives in this condition as if he is nigh unto the grave?
如同他跟神虽然有属灵上的交通，但是神的祝福好像一直没有出现在他的身上。
Even though this person seems to have that spiritual fellowship with God, yet the blessing of God doesn't seem to fall upon him.
就引出他很多的想法。
Then it will bring forth many of his thoughts.
神是不是不纪念我？
Is it that God does not remember me?
神是不是已经放弃我？
Is it that God has forsaken me?
神是不是要把我特别放在阴间和死亡里？
Is it that God will place me amongst the grave, amongst the dead?
那这是经历神这样带领来走过一段属灵的路程的人常常会发生的心思上的骚扰。
Now, this is the disturbance one will often have when we have brought to this experience, this condition which we go through.
我想弟兄姊妹，你如果没有善忘的人。
Now, brothers and sisters, if we are not forgetful,
你会发觉。
We'll discover.
在88篇以前。
Before Psalm 88.
已经有好几个地方人在神面前祷告，就是说他里头所说的话。
There are many prayers, many individuals who pray before God exactly the same like the author here in Psalm 88.
从这一点上就给我们留意到这样的一种心思不是只是发生在寻求神而没有看见神的赐福的那个印证的时候所引起的。
Now, therefore, we're able to see more than one individual. It occurs on those who experience this that we seek after God, yet we have not received the confirmation of God's presence through His blessing.
而是非常普遍的发生在属神的人的身上。
But this is a very general common occurrence upon those who belong to God.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
如果神要借着88篇人的肉身的病痛而引进那个属灵经历的行走。
If in Psalm 88, God wants to show us through our physical well-being and to show us our spiritual path and journey,
这个就给我们有很多的光照了。
This will give us much enlightenment.
许多的时候
many a times,
我们信主
When we believe in the Lord,
我们认识主是我们的救主
We understand our Lord as our Savior.
我们也知道神是一个赐福的神
We also know that He is a God who blesses.
我们就有意无意地乐在这一个限制和捆绑里
Therefore, whether consciously or subconsciously, we fall under this bondage.
我到神面前来，神一定要赐福给我
That if I come before God's presence, surely He'll bless me.
我仰望神，神一定要按照我的等候来赏赐给我。
If I look unto God, surely He will grant me what I've waited before Him.
所以神给我们的那个观念就是说，他就是要把祝福到处倾倒的。
Therefore, the concept we have of God is that He will one who pour out His blessing upon me.
因为在这人的心思里常常是这样。
And that is oftentimes the case in man.
但是我们真实的 回到那个属灵的经历里。
But when we go back to our spiritual experience in reality,
我们很清楚的带领，很清楚主的带领。
Very clearly, we understand God's guidance.
主给我们的祝福不是停在这些眼见的事物里。
The blessing of the Lord upon us not merely remain on these physical, visible matters.
神所有一切的那个引导、带领、管教、赏赐。完全是朝着一个目的。
All the guidance, all the discipline, all the leading of the Lord is all faced toward one direction.
人要在神面前要给带到完全，这个才是神的心思。
And the desire of God is in order for man to be perfected. That is the desire of God.
那我们先有一个这样了解，来看到八十八篇的时候，我们容易了解。
Now, we first have that understanding, then when we get into Psalm 88, we will have a better grasp.
那么弟兄姊妹，一开始，这个人在神面前就是一个祷告。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, at the beginning, it's a prayer of this individual to God.
啊，耶和华，拯救我的神啊。
O Lord God of my salvation.
我昼夜在你面前呼吁。
I have cried day and night before thee.
愿我的祷告达到你的面前。
Let my prayer come before thee.
求你侧耳听我的呼求。
Incline thy ear unto my cry.
因为我心里满了患难。
For my soul is full of troubles.
我的性命临近阴间。
And my life drive nigh unto the grave.
我算和下坑的人同列。
I'm counted with them that go down into the pit.
如同无力的人一样。
I am as a man that have no strength.
弟兄姊妹，你一读这些文字。
Brothers and sisters, when we read these words.
你很清楚就肯定。
Very sure we can be.
这一个是祷告的人。
This is one who prays.
这个是依靠神的人。
This is one who trusts in God.
但是引出一个结果。
But this is the result.
他的祷告和等候神没有结果。
His prayer, his awaiting before God does not have an answer.
他所忍受的一难处一直在那里捆绑着他。
The difficulty which he continues to endure binds him.
缠绕着他。
And disturbs him.
不是一天两天的事。
Not only a day or two.
是一个非常长久的时间，长了多少，我们不知道。
But rather for a very long, prolonged period of time, how long we do not know.
但是你读到他这里的文字的记载，你就知道，这一个难处不是一刻出现就停止。
But when we read this passage in his recording, his experience is not just for a moment or a short period of time.
他从开始一直到现在，那现在是什么时候呢？
Even from the beginning till now, what period is now?
你读字句的时候，你知道，用人的感觉来说，到了快要临终的时候。
When we read between the lines, we know from the letter of the word is about before his death.
但神的祝福在哪里呢？
Then, even then, when is the blessing of God? Seems God is still very far from him.
好像神对他在神面前的寻求完全没有注意到。
It seems as God took no note at all about his seeking.
那因此
therefore,
就引起他心思里头许多的疑惑。
It will bring about many doubts in our heart.
这一个疑惑
and such doubting.
我刚才说，你要是还记得前面我们读过的诗篇，你是发觉老早就不住的有人是这样在神面前走过。
As I mentioned in the previous Psalms, some of them which we have read, many have gone through the similar experience with doubtings.
因为他们是这样的走过，而没看到神祝福的手在哪里。
They similarly went through such experience and did not see the hand of blessing from God.
那因此在他们的心思里头就产生各种各样的疑惑了。
Therefore, in their mind, in their thought, they will come about all these doubts.
但是你怎么样的疑惑都没有办法来跟得上神的安排。
Now, regardless of how we doubt, we are not able to follow on to the arrangement of God.
那因此他就把整个的责任就推在神的身上。
So then he shifts all this responsibility upon God.
我们往下读的时候
，When we read on,
弟兄姊妹你很清楚看到
，Brothers and sisters, we see clearly.
他一连串说了很多的话
，Repeatedly he says many words.
这些话的字句 好像是不一样。
It seems like they're using different words.
但是实际的内容都是一样。
But the substance in reality is the same.
那什么内容呢
？What is the substance?
怀疑神是信实。
It is to doubt God, His faithfulness.
怀疑神是不是真的用他自己的性情来引领我们，领我们进到。生命的丰富里
To wonder if God indeed leads us according to His nature to guide us into His abundance.
尤其是你跟八十七篇连起来的时候
Especially when we connect
就是刚才我所说的
With Psalm 87 as I mentioned
神把众人都带到新耶路撒冷的时候
Now when God brings all of man into the New Jerusalem
里面是包括了各种各样的人
And in the New Jerusalem includes so many different people
当然八十八篇里面所说的不是说那许多的人而是说到神的选民
Of course in Psalm 88 it is not referring to all the people in the New Jerusalem but specifically the chosen people of God
那我们合起来可以这样了解
So if we compare it, we can understand.
连那些与神作对的人，到了有一天，因着他们的对神的心思转过来，神把他们带进新耶路撒冷。
Even those very ones who oppose God, if they repent and turn their hearts to God, God will include them and bring them into New Jerusalem.
那我们呢？
Then as for us,
我们是神的选民
，and we are the chosen people of God.
神为什么不像？让我们像他们一样。
Why is it that God does not deal with us as with them?
神说让我们经过许多的困扰呢。
And God allows for us to go through so much hardship.
那弟兄姐妹，你注意第二节，你就知道他心里面的难处。
So we read verse 2, we see the difficulty in the heart and mind of this person.
因为我心里满了患难。
That is verse 3, for my soul is full of troubles.
我的性命临近阴间。
And my life draweth nigh unto the grave.
说就你说这样是外面的情形。
So this is the external condition.
你很难说。不让人在那里对谁有点疑惑和不够了解。
It's difficult for us to say one in this specific condition would, of course, naturally have doubt or misunderstanding about God.
你在往下看的时候
，When we continue to read on，
他在感觉上、心思上，好像已经混在死人的堆里了。
In his mind, in his thought, he seems as he already considered himself amongst the dead.
那他们就。下了一个结论。
Therefore, this individual had this conclusion, no longer God's remembrance is upon me.
这一种的疑惑不是只是一瞬间的问题。
Now, such a doubt is not only a matter of for a moment.
你一直读下去。
When we continue to read on.
整个八十八篇绝大部分是这一种情感的发泄。
The entire Psalm 88 almost expresses such a sentiment in his emotion.
但是神有答应没有
？Did God answer?
神好像就是没有理会他。
As if God have not pay attention to him.
那因此你看到他那个疑惑到了有一天，他直接对神说
：“So we can see such doubt one day will come before God directly.
神啊，如果你让我进到死人之地
，If God you allow for me to go into the land of the dead，
可以向你敬拜吗？
Would the dead be able to praise you？
你让我临到死亡
，If you lead me to death，
你让我们跟那个被灭亡的人在一起
，And we are with those who are in destruction。
那你的能在这些一是。”死亡和那个阴险之地，还能有人向你祝福和向你寻求和敬拜吗
？Will the dead arise and praise you? Shall thy loving kindness be declared in the grave?
没有了。
No one.
他向神说这样的话。
So such this person say such words to God.
你就知道
，brothers，
他心里头那个担子。是负的多重。
Brothers and sisters, then you realize what a heavy burden this person has.
好像在那里埋怨神。
It seems as he's grumbling against God.
神，我不是不寻求你。
God, it is not that I did not seek after you. I sought after you.
但是你为什么不用祝福，来显明在我身上
？Why is it you do not manifest your blessing upon me?
你真的是要让我都进到阴间吗
？Do you desire for me to be in Sheol?
到了阴间的人还能赞美你吗
？Would those in destruction praise you?
这也是事实。
That is a fact.
但是神却不是这样的心思。
But that is not the heart of God.
一个非常重要的事实在这里。
A very important fact here.
叫我们心里面一直都背着一个重大的事，八十七篇整篇，从开头到末了，你说。这是人对神的埋怨，一点都没有过分。
And the entire psalm, if we were to conclude and summarize and say this is man's grumbling against God, we cannot say that is wrong.
如果我不寻求神，神对付我，我没有话说。
If I do not seek after God and He deals with me, I have nothing to complain about.
但是我是寻求神的人。
Yet I'm one who seeks after Him.
怎么我碰到这样的结局？
Why is it? This is my result.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
这恐怕不是当时的人。单独有的经历。
This is perhaps not an individual experience only at that time.
在今天我们作为神的儿女的，也常常会落到这样的心思的困扰里。
Even today, as the children of God, oftentimes will enter into such trouble in our hearts.
我们都在想，我们不是不寻求神。
We would think, I am one who seeks after God.
但是我们寻求神，神好像没有答应。
Yet even if I seek after Him, it seems as if He did not answer.
当然，说到神没有答应。那又是另外的一个功课。
Of course, when we merely say he did not answer, that is a different lesson altogether.
我举个例子来说。
I give you an example.
你怎么知道神没有答应？
How do we know God did not answer?
因为神没有跟我说话。
Because God did not speak to me.
弟兄姊妹原谅我。
Brothers and sisters, forgive me.
我是把实在的情形说。
I tell you an actual situation.
过去。
In the past,
神的儿女在寻求明白神的旨意的时候，
when the children of God seek to understand the will of God,
常常给一个，你不能说是错，但是你不能单独的应用的那样的一种教导，来决定你是不是认识神的旨意。
Oftentimes we cannot say that is wrong, but we cannot only use that one.A principle that one matter to determine if by that way we know if it's the will of God or not. We thank the Lord.
主带领我们,
As the Lord leads us,
主知道我们对他的寻求,
He knows our seeking after Him.
如果你寻求的对,
if we have seek rightly,
他会对你说话,
He will speak to us.
他也可以不对你说话,
or He can choose not to speak to you.
不上我说话, 我怎么知道?
If you question then, if He doesn't speak to me, how will I know?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
神不向你说话,
when God does not speak to us,
神不伸手阻挡你。
When God does not extend forth His hand to hinder us,
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters,
这个没有阻挡的事实，不就是神的心思吗？
This fact that He did not hinder you does not that reveal to you His desire.
如果那不是神的心思
，if that is not the desire of God,
神如果不用语言来对你说
，if He does not speak to you,
他也用环境来对你说
，He will speak to you through the circumstances.
但是神话没话。没有环境的印证。
But if God does not confirm with His word or with the circumstances,
只是在你里面有一个推述。
But only within you there's a prompting.
那你明白神的旨意。
And you know that's the will of God.
过去我们学习这个功课的时候，常常太矮板的抓住。如果神没有说话，那就不是神的旨意。
In the past, when we sought after the will of God, we held very firmly, stubbornly to the fact that if God did not speak to us, that would not be His will.
但是弟兄姊妹，当你这样想的时候
，But brothers and sisters, when we think that way,
你必须想到
，We must consider that
神阿门你所做的
，If God says Amen to what you do,
他不一定对你说话
，He may not speak to you,
但是他一定。给你看见路是该这样走。
But he will surely show you the path.
那现在八十，八十八篇里面的人的人，
so,
他们经历一些事情，好像就有点像这一个了。
Therefore, those in going through the experience of Psalm 88, it seems to show us the situation.
我不是不寻求神。
I seek after God.
我是寻求神。
I do seek after God.
是神没有管我。
God did not mind me at all.
那所以所有的问题都是神的。
So all the blame is on God.
所有的责任都是神的。
All the responsibility is upon God.
弟兄姊妹不是这样。
No, brothers and sisters.
我们很清楚的了解。
We clearly know.
我们跟随主的人要走的路。
For us who follow the Lord.
是满了祝福的。
The path which we go on is filled with blessing.
但是弟兄们一定要很清楚的知道。
But brothers and sisters, know clearly.
神的那个祝福。
The blessing which is from God.
是属灵的。
Is spiritual.
是神旨意里面的他的荣耀和丰富。
It is in His will, according to His will, the glory and the abundance.
而不是我们所想的在神面前蒙了答应。这个才是祝福。
It is not the blessing in our impression that whenever our prayers are answered, then that is the blessing.
这个不一定是。
That may not be the blessing.
我们感谢我们的神。
We praise and thank our God. 现在
88篇里面，神就是借着这一篇诗篇来对付那些要跟随主，而没有明确知道神做工的目的的那一些。
Therefore, Psalm 88 deals directly with those who belong to God or those who seek after Him but do not see clearly His guidance.
因为一读到这样的一个心思光景的时候
Because when we get to one in this such a condition
我们很容易就想起神在以赛亚书里面所说过的一些话。
Very naturally, then we'll think of some of the words God speaks in Isaiah.
我们翻到那里去看一看。
We can turn to the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书三十章。
Isaiah chapter 30.
我们看。从十八节先开始吧。
We'll begin with Isaiah 30, verse 18.
耶和华必然等候要施恩给你们，必然兴起，好怜悯你们，因为耶和华是公平的神，凡等候他的都是有福的。百姓必在西安，在耶路撒冷居住，你不再哭泣，主必因你哀求的声音施恩给你。他听见的时候就必应允你。主虽然那留意了我所特别要注意的是这里。主虽然以艰难给你当饼，以困苦给你当水，你的教师却不再隐藏。你眼必看见你的教师，你活向左活向右，你必听见后边有声音说，这是正路，你要行在其间。
We have read from verse 18 to verse 21. Pay attention, starting with verse 20. This is what I'm referring to.
弟兄姊妹，你读到这一段话的时候，你就非常清楚的能了解到87篇里边人的心思的。愚昧在哪里?
Brothers and sisters, when we read this passage in Isaiah, then we'll realize where's the foolishness of man when we read Psalm 88.
就像刚才我所提到的，我们存的意念就是，我寻求神，神祝福我。
Therefore, as I mentioned, when our concept is when I seek after God, He will bless me.
现在问题就是什么是祝福?
But the issue is, what is blessing?
祝福的内容是什么?
What is the substance of blessing?
祝福的目的是什么?
What is the purpose of blessing?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
在以赛亚书里头，神对他的百姓说话。
In the book of Isaiah, God speaks to His people.
因为87篇的那种心思，不是说只有在87篇那个时候的人的才有。
That is because the thought, the sentiment in Psalm 88 is not only during, for those during that time that they have this thought. It is the thought, the sentiment of many throughout the ages. In the past,
现在有
now,
将来建筑以前的时间里面的人都会有
Now, even for the time period before the, we see the Lord for those right before the period we see the Lord.
那如果我们是存那样的心思的话
Now, if we are those with such a thought,
太多机会 叫我们落到一个迷糊的地步。
There are so many opportunities that will allow for us to fall into this confusion.
但神借着以赛亚书这一段话给我们看见。
But God shows us through this passage in the book of Isaiah that truly He is a God who will bless us.
神赐福给你是因着他的性情是这样。
He blesses us because that is His very own nature.
他怜悯的心思是这样。
And that is His heart of mercy.
他要把他的最美完全赏给我们。
He will give us what He deems as the best.
但是问题在这里。
But that is the issue.
你是不是一个可以盛装神祝福的器皿。
Are we one that is a vessel that is able to contain the blessing of God?
那我们不要以为我们信了主了，我们就成了神手中合用的器皿。
Now do not merely think I believe in the Lord, so I am surely a vessel meet for His use.
可以是。
It could be.
但不一定是。
It may not be though.
但只是在神的心思里，他是盼望每一个属神的人都是他手中合用的器皿。
In God's heart, in His desire, He desires for all those who belong to Him to be a vessel meet for His use.
但是你是不是神手中合用的器皿？
But are we one who is a vessel meet for His use?
那就不在神的拣选。
That is not in God's choosing.
是在乎什么？
What does that depend on?
是在乎我们脱离救我，脱离自己而单一的拣选神。
It depends if we depart away from the old self, away from the self to solely choose God.
正如主日我们所交通过的。
Just as we have shared on Sunday.
不是事情错。
It is not that the matter, the issue is wrong.
不是内容错。
The content is wrong.
那是什么？
What then?
是时间。
It's the timing.
不是在神的命定里。
It's the timing, it's not in the determined will of God.
那所以常常我们失去了服侍神的那一个最美的线上。
Therefore, many a times we have lost out on what is the best from God.
那我们要成为神手中合用的器皿。
Now, if we are to be a vessel meet for God's use,
我们必须是在神面前做一个柔软的人。
We must be one who is tender before God.
神怎么来调度我们？
No matter how God directs us.
虽然我看不见神现在调度我们的时候是什么意思。
Even though I may not know the purpose of His direction at this moment.
但是是神的引导。
But it is God's guidance.
由神自己的话印证，由我们里面圣灵的管理，我们知道那是神在做工。
And there is the word of God to confirm. There is the government of the Holy Spirit within us. I know clearly that is God at work.
如果环境上显出是一样，
if
没错误。
If the circumstances also manifest the same without any difference.
这个我们当然很开心。
Of course, with that situation, we're very joyful.
因为我们实在的把握了神引导我的证据。
Because we're able to grasp with assurance the confirmation that God has led me.
但是弟兄姊妹记得刚才我提到的。
But brothers and sisters, recall what I just mentioned.
神没有话。
If God does not have a word.
但是神有引导。
But God has guidance.
神没有兴起阻挡的环境。
And God does not risen up any opposition.
那神的旨意在不在当中呢？
Then it's the will of God in the midst.
如果你要看外面，
If we look at external circumstances,
好多时候你觉得外面好像并没有那么平顺，不一定是吧。
Perhaps we say, well, it's not so smooth. Perhaps this is not God's will.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
以赛亚这里就说出一个非常宝贝的原因。
Isaiah here tells us a very precious reason.
你不要单单想到约拿的事。
Now do not only think about the matter concerning Jonah.
约拿是明明顶着神的话，而不要走神的路。
Now Jonah was a clear example of going in opposite direction of God's word.
神才把他扔到海里。
So God cast him into the sea.
用环境来阻挡他。
And to use the circumstances to hinder him.
但是不是每一个人都是约拿。
But not everyone is in Jonah's shoes.
神在这里要说出他要在属神的人的身上那一个引导。
But here, God tells us how His guidance is upon those who belong to Him. So that we can be a vessel meet for God's use.
而不是只是停留在会在神面前发怨言,
and not merely one who will grumble before God.
在神面前有埋怨,
and one who will murmur before God.
不,
no.
神要叫我们这些人都成为他手中
God desires for all of us to be a vessel that is meet for His use in His hand.
首先是我们要接受主对我们的整个的安排和管理。
First, we must be one who accepts all the arrangement of God and His sovereignty upon us.
我们刚才读的那个以赛亚, 说什么?
What is the passage we just read in Isaiah telling us?
你如果是光看前一段的时候,
when we read the previous passage in the context,
那前一段所说的话, 是不是等于诗篇87篇?
The previous context then, is it equivalent to Psalm 88?
是啊,
yes.
不过他没有像87篇, 发表的那么厉害就是,
but it is not to such a degree as Psalm 88.
但是神指出问题来,
but God points out the issue.
什么问题?
What is the issue?
神说,
God says,
主虽然以艰难给你当饼,
even though the Lord will give you the bread of adversity,
以困苦给你当水,
and the water of affliction,
困难吧?
Is that difficult?
哎呀, 你肚子饿,
we are hungry.
你该吃饼,
we ought to eat bread.
但神说他把困难, 把艰难来给你当饼,
but God says He will give us the bread of adversity.
这个哪里算是饼啊?
No, this is no bread.
我要的饼不是这个,
this is not the bread that I seek after.
我要的饼是要解决我的,
The bread which I seek after should solve my difficulty.
啊, 现在给了,
now I have something.
但是你一看,
but when I look at it,
不是能吃的饼,
it is not a bread for food.
而是艰难,
it is difficulty.
弟兄姐妹, 你怎么想?
Brothers and sisters, what do we think?
你说神给我开玩笑啊,
God, are you joking with me?
啊, 又说要把困苦给你当水,
and the water of affliction.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
你没有落到难处里,
if we're not in hardship,
不会发生这些事,
these things won't happen.
就是发生这些事,
but when these happen,
你也不会感觉很难受,
we may not feel too difficult,
因为你没有落到难处里,
because we're not in hardship.
你还在平静安稳的环境,
we're still in peace and safety.
所以你不太觉得,
so we won't feel it too much.
但如果你是真的是落在那个困扰的环境,
but if we're in trouble in affliction,
你寻求神给你一个引导带领解决,
and we seek to God to guide us, to lead us, to take care of this for us,
还完全地脱离那些难处,
deliver us from all the trouble,
神好像没有一点反应,
it seems like God did not respond at all.
你怎么想神?
What do we think of God?
神忘记了我,
did God forget about me?
神好像看不见我经历那么难当的事情,
it seems as God did not see I'm in such difficult hardship.
有些时候,
at
真的是有这样的事情,
at times those might take place.
因为我们这个人的老我, 实在太活跃了, 神不能不下比较重一点的手来修理我们,
because sometimes the old self is just too active that God must give us a very heavy hand to prune us.
但许多时候不一定是神要修理我们,
but many times it's not because God is pruning us,
神是要把我们提高,
but God wants to exalt us.
当然什么事物阻挡我们在神面前,
of course, what will be an obstacle in order for God to lift us higher?
不会是一般的地上的人事物,
It would not be the general situation on earth, the people, the matters, or events. Of course, there is much disturbance from the people, matters, and events on earth.
但是这个对神来说，神要对付他是很简单的。
But in, as far as those matters are concerned, it's very easy for God to get rid of.
这个事物不好，拿起来扔掉的就是。
If this matter is not good, just God will deal with it and take it away.
但是叫神感觉最困扰的。
But what is difficult for God?
是我们人的自我。
It is the self, the self-centeredness.
是我们人的这一个在旧造里头的那一种倾向。
And that is our self-inclination in the old creation.
如果我们是倾向旧造。
If we incline toward the old creation,
我们是拣选旧造里头的一切的事物。
And we choose all the matters in the old creation.
你就明白了神为什么该我们得着祝福的时候，神所给的是艰难的。
Then we'll understand what ought to be blessing to us, what become adversity from God.
神还说的那么清楚，艰难就是你要的饼。
God tells us very plainly that is the bread for adversity.
你对神说，神啊，我现在干渴的要死了。
And you say to God, God, I'm thirst. I thirst unto death.
你还不给我滋润一下，我就死定了。
If you do not nourish me a bit, I will surely perish.
神说这个就是叫你停止饥渴的方法。
And God tells us this is the way to quench your thirst.
什么东西？
What is that?
又是困苦。
It's also affliction.
我们心里头很难会不这样想，神啊。我本来有的已经够了，你怎么还要加上那么许多？
In our heart, it is very difficult not to think further in this way. I've suffered enough, and yet you add on more affliction.
神就说，
God says,
你要注意神的旨意在你身上是什么。
Take heed what is the will of God upon you.
你不要以自己的那个想法做根据。
Do not use your own way of thinking as the foundation.
因为你把你自己的想法作为一个很坚固的营垒。
If you use your own way of thinking as a very secure fortress.
所以神就伸手让你碰到一些艰难。
Then God will use his hand to allow for you to encounter affliction.
神就让你碰到一些困扰。
And God will give you adversity.
但是神让你碰到困扰，碰到艰难，是有一个目的在那里。
Yet God has a purpose in allowing for you to go to adversity and affliction.
那个目的呢，是要叫我们这个人洁净，而能在神的手中成为何用的器皿。
The purpose of God is in order to purge us so that we can be a vessel meet for his use.
我们是在感谢我们的主。
Indeed, we thank our Lord.
因为你把以赛亚书那句话不要停留在刚才我所说的那两句。
If we do not remain in just the verses I read in the book of Isaiah.
你必须你要加上下面接上来的那一句。
We have to continue on with the verse to follow.
当你真实的看见神的手在那里，递给你的，在人看来是艰难，但是神说这是祝福。
When we truly see what we receive is from the hand of God, though in man's eyes it is affliction, adversity, it is blessing from God.
为什么？
Why?
因为神借着这样的带领。
Because through such guidance, God says,
把我们带到准确的路上。
He will bring us on the right way.
弟兄姊妹，你留意。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
这一节圣经文下面最后的那句说什么？
What is the last verse of the passage we just read?
最后的那一句。
So the last sentence it is,
你的教师却不再隐藏，你眼必看见你的教士，你或上左，或上右，你必听见后边有声音说，这是正路，要行在其间。
Yet shall not thy teachers be removed into a corner any more, but thine eye shall see thy teachers, and thine ear shall hear a word behind thee, saying, This is the way, walk ye in it, when ye turn to the right hand, or when ye turn to the left.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
如果我们能被带到一个地步，
If we're brought to this point,
我行走一步，
When I take a step,
里面有一个 有一个感觉。
There is this thought within.
你走对了。
This is the right way.
你走在好像困扰的路。
Seems it's a difficult situation.
但是你里面确实有感觉。
But within we have this feeling.
不要看外面的那个光景是如何。
Don't look at the external circumstances.
你要看你里面的深处是不是平安。
Look into your depth if there is peace.
你怎么从新约的话来说？
In New Testament terms, brothers and sisters, this is the guidance of the Holy Spirit. This is the teaching of the anointing. It is completely to constrain us to abide in the Lord. We praise and thank our God. Now we have spoken so much. When we come back to Psalm 88, then brothers and sisters, we see Psalm 88 tells us of all common general men. All go through such thought and mind of grumbling against God. But God desires for those who have this. When we grumble against God, does that solve the issue?
有没有把神推出来说，哎呀，他受的难处太多，神说我的心受不了了。
Does that in fact hasten the hand of God to say, oh, this person is taking on too much. I cannot bear to see him go through so much hardship. No.
我们想。
We think.
神常常给我们遇见各种各样的困扰。
When God allows for us to encounter so many different hardships.
神又好像硬着心在那里不理不管。
It seems he's hard in his heart, not mindful of us.
你说神怎么办？神怎么样？
Then you say, what is God up to?
神丢弃我了。
Did he forsake me?
神阻挡我了。
He has hindered me.
神不再纪念我。
He has forgotten about me.
不是。
No.
神在我们里面一个带领，是要把我们从我们活在自己和人的遗传的心思里脱离出来。
God's desire is for us to depart away from ourselves and from the tradition of man.
要领我们进到他所要的目的。
And to lead us into the purpose which he desires to bring us.
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
那等我们看到八十七篇。
So when we see Psalm 88.
八十八篇不是八十七。
In Psalm 88.
你看到好像里面这一个称为寻求神的人，他是满了埋怨，满了那个疑惑在那里。
Seems as one who is filled with grumbling, filled with doubt.
我们想
，Then we will think.
神啊，你应该给他多看到一点恩典，那让他脱离那一个困扰。
God, you ought to show him more grace so that he can see he can be delivered from the trouble.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
神的想法不一定是这样。
That would not necessarily be the way which God thinks。
这些年来
，in these recent years，
我每礼拜都要去三个下午来做学艺透析，就是洗肾的。
Now that is three afternoons a week. I have to go through dialysis.
起初的时候还不觉得怎么样。
At the get-go, I didn't feel too much about it.
后来慢慢就有点感觉来了。
But then gradually, these thoughts come about.
一个礼拜只有七天。
There are only 7 days in a week.
我去洗肾洗了三个半天。
Now, when I go through dialysis, it has taken 3.5 of my days.
这个洗肾值得不值得的。
Now, is this worth it at all?
当然你从医学上来说不值得，你死光了。
Of course, from a medical viewpoint, if I don't go through this process, I will die.
当然他还没有死啊。
Of course, then I'm still living.
他是感觉一个礼拜去了三天，三个半天。
If you go through this process, it doesn't, you save your lives, you only lose 3.5 days.
真的是没有意思。
But it seems very meaningless.
我曾经有一段时间我心里是。是这样想。
There is a period of time I thought this in my heart.
不死就罢，是算了。
Now, if I forget about going through this process.
但是不行。
But I cannot.
神说你不死。
God says if you don't go through dialysis,
你只能再活几天,
you can only live for a few more days.
那么你能再活这几天, 你这几天能替我做什么?
And if you do not go through the process, you live a few days, what can you do for me in a few days?
而我让你洗肾,
I allow for you to go through dialysis. Yes, it seems like you're going through and paying a price quite a lot, but God says, then I can gain you a bit more. Now, I want your service to continue on.
所以这一个困扰, 你不要把它看作困扰。
So this trouble, do not view it as trouble.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
我曾经有一两次, 不是很多, 但是也有一两次。
Not many times, but a few times, couple of times. I had such thoughts.
弟兄姊妹你不知道,
brothers and sisters, you don't understand.
我单手在那里受限制, 我另外一个手还能动啊。
At first, only one of my arms are limited, I can still move the other.
现在换了一个仪器。
But now there's a different device that is used.
结果是两个手都不能动。
So the result is I cannot move both of my arms.
如果一个手能动的时候，我还能翻那个已经录在那个盒子里头的圣经。
When I can move one arm, I can still maneuver iPhone, the recording for the Bible.
我觉得这样也没有浪费多少时间。
So then I would think I didn't waste too much time.
现在双手都要给捆起来。
But now both of my arms are bound.
都不能动了。
I cannot move them.
你说这光是躺在那里三个多小时。
I'm just lying there for over 3.5 hours.
连前带后的那个手续三个半小时都不止了。
And now the process before and after that is more than 3.5 hours.
心里总是觉得没有意思。
In my heart, in my thought is always saying this is a really meaningless process.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
主说你觉得没有意思,
the Lord says, you feel this whole process is meaningless, that's according to your way of thinking. It is me who have,
你就学着做一个安静人,
make for you to lie there and be still.
看不到神的话就睡觉嘛。
And if you cannot see the word, read the word of God during that time, then take rest.
睡不着觉就去思想你能记起的神的话，念念你能背的诗歌嘛。
And now if you cannot go to sleep during that time, then meditate upon my words that you can recite or consider the hymns that you remember.
这样一点没有浪费你的时间。
Then you have not wasted your time at all.
若是你把你的心思转到神，说神啊，这样做是浪费时间，那是出于你自己。
If you don't turn your heart to God and you think this is all a waste of time, all those thoughts are from yourself.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
就着我们的性情。
In our own nature,
我们总是愿意脱离难处的本身。
We always desire to be delivered from the hardship itself.
我们没有留意到神是借着难处来造就我们这个人。
We do not take notice it is through those adversity that God is building us up.
他借着难处而拆毁我们这个人。
It is through the affliction he strips us.
弟兄姊妹经历过来的人都知道。
Brothers and sisters, those who go through know.
对付什么属灵的难处都比较容易。
When we deal with any spiritual hardship, it is considerably easier.
对付人的自己是最困扰的那一件事。
But it is most difficult when we deal with the self.
但是神就用着各种各样的方法来叫我们这个里面的人不再是给自己来辖制。
But God will use all means to deliver us from the self that we're no longer constrained by the self.
是叫我们里面的人刚强起来。
So that it will strengthen our inner man.
可以硬疼刚强到一个地步，可以任凭神来调度。
It will be strengthened to a point so strongly that God will direct us as he wills.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
八十八篇
in Psalm 88.
你要是从外面来读来读去的时候,
if we read it again and again and trying to consider it, we cannot get out of it.
困扰在自己里,
because we're troubled by our own self.
弟兄姊妹你留意,
brothers and sisters, take note.
这一篇诗篇开头是什么
？What is the beginning of the psalm？
我们刚才读过
，We read it previously。
耶和华拯救我的神啊
！O Lord God of my salvation，
我在你面前呼求
，I've cried day and night before thee。
愿我的祷告达到你的面前。
Let my prayer come before thee。
求你特听我的呼求。
Incline thine ear unto my cry。
因为我心里满了患难。
For my soul is full of trouble。
我的性命临的阴间。
And my life draweth nigh unto the grave。
到了末了呢
？At the end。
17节。
Verse 17。
还是多念，从15节开始吧。
Maybe with verse 15。
还是从14节开始吧。
Maybe with verse 14。
那完整一点。
So it's more complete.
耶和华呀，你为何丢弃我？为何掩面不顾我
？Lord, why cast thou off my soul? Why hidest thou thy face from me?
我自幼受苦，几乎死亡。
I'm afflicted and ready to die from my youth up.
我受你的惊吓、惊恐，甚至惊慌而慌张。
While suffer thy terrors, I am distracted.
你的烈怒漫过我身，你的惊吓把我剪除。
Thy fierce wrath goes over me, thy terrors have cut me off.
这些终日如水环绕我，一起都来围困我。
They came round about daily like water, they compassed me about together.
你把我的良朋密友隔在远处。
Lover and friend have thou put far from me.
使我所认识的人进入黑暗。
And my acquaintances into darkness.
弟兄姊妹，你若是帮帮帮是读88篇的话
，Brothers and sisters, take note. If we only read Psalm 88,
你的结论是什么
？What is our conclusion?
从困苦进到困苦。
From difficulty to difficulty.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
神让我们看见。
God shows us.
神领我们走过一段这样的路程。
When God brings us through such a path,
在他的心思里,
in his heart,
是要我们从各种各样的困苦进入平安。
It is through all these afflictions he will bring us into peace.
安稳平静地活在主的面前。
So that we will live in confidence and in quietness before God.
眼睛所看的不是外面的搞扰。
And all that we see is not the distraction externally.
里面所留意的是神的话怎么说。
But it is that within we take note what does the word of God say. And so what does the word of God say?
88篇没有提。
Psalm 88 did not tell us.
但是接着89篇。
But when we follow on to Psalm 89, we thank the Lord.
主说的话都在那。
The word of God continues on there.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
他是用89篇来结束卷三的那一个主题的方向。
God uses Psalm 89 to summarize the direction of the volume 3.
我们是在感谢神。
We thank God.
我们读诗篇。
When we read the Psalms.
我们不是在那里学一点个人属灵的经历。
We are not merely learning some individual spiritual lessons.
我们在属灵的经历上面，再加上神对整体的带领。
But with the spiritual lessons, what is God's guidance corporately?
那让我们真实的活在神的最美的旨意里头，直到我们与主面对面的时候。
So that we will live in the best of God's will until we see him face to face.
卷三我们就是这样把它结束。
We will end volume 3 in this way.
对不起，卷三的幕后的话，我们到此到快到尽头。
We are nearing the end of the volume 3.
下礼拜我们就把它结束。
Next week we will wrap up volume 3.
姊妹们，如果时间上有充裕的话，多读几篇89篇，我们下礼拜才来聚会。
If brothers and sisters have sufficient time, read through Psalm 89 a few times before we come to meet together next week.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因为一踏进了90篇。
Because once we enter into Psalm 90,
我们就看见神的旨意本来是怎么安排。
We will see how God arranges His original will.
那人要来跟随主，你要怎么向上走
？If man was to follow God, how do we go upward?
那是第四卷里头的主题。
That is the theme of Book 4.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
当我们这些人 被主拯救过来的时候，主允许我们经过各种各样的环境。
When we are saved by God and He allows for us to go through different kinds of circumstances.
有的时候把我们举起来。
At times He lifts us up.
如同诗篇二十三篇一样。
As Psalm 23.
有些时候允许我们走过难处。
And at other times He allows for us to go through hardship.
让人用车子来砸我们的头。
And so that it seems as we are being crushed.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
他神做这一切的事情
When God allows for all these things,
是为着我们在属灵的路上很清楚地看见主的带领要领我们到一个什么的地方。
It is through these spiritual experiences what we can see how God leads us, what is the purpose of His guidance.
整个诗篇合起来
When we put the whole book of Psalms together,
从开头神发表他的公义那个义人和恶人的那一个事实。
From the beginning of the Psalms, when he manifests the fact of the one who is righteous and the wicked.
一直到卷五的时候，整个卷五都是敬拜赞美神。
Until Book 5 and the higher Book 5 speaks of praise and worship to God.
从第一篇一直到150篇。
From Psalm 1 to Psalm 150.
整个的都是神在我们身上做工的属灵的记录。
The entire book of Psalms is the spiritual record of God's work upon us.
当然我们在读诗篇的时候，不仅是读到我们个别人在神面前学的功课。
Therefore, when we read the Psalms, let us not only be mindful of the individual spiritual lessons that we may have.
而也该学到我们在神面前所承受的那个引导和带领。
Now, but let us take note of the guidance and the teaching which we have received.
个人有长进。
That individually we grow.
神的信实有出入。
And there is an outflow of God's faithfulness.
引出一个整体的人在神面前长成。
It will lead forth to the result of the corporate man maturing before God.
感谢主，我想今天晚上我就跟弟兄姊妹们交通到这里。
We thank the Lord. I believe I'll end my sharing here with brothers and sisters tonight.
我们有点祷告。
Let us have a time of prayer.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
因为你领我们走的是十字架的道路。
Because you lead us on the way of the cross.
里面有各样的祝福。
And within it, there are much blessings.
但是里面更有许许多多的试验。
But within there are still also much trials.
我们感谢我们的主。
We praise and thank thee, Lord.
我们的软弱和愚昧常常不会做一个拣选你的人。
Because of our weakness and foolishness, oftentimes we are not one.
常常活在自己的愚昧的环混乱的形式。
Who will choose you? And oftentimes we live in our foolish, confused thoughts.
但愿主拯救我们脱离这一些。
But Lord, we pray that you deliver us from all this.
从愚昧无知给带进完全的认识主。
From our foolishness and ignorance, you lead us to completely know you.
叫我们从一个只等候神的祝福的人，被带到一个地步，成为一个永远不停赞美你的人。
So that we will be brought to a point from one who always await for your blessing to be one who will continuously, endlessly praise you.
感谢主。
We thank thee, Lord.
因为你拣选我们，你的定义就是这样。
Because you have chosen us, and this is your good will.
我们把荣耀、敬拜、赞美都归给你。
And we give you all the glory, honor, and praises.
带领我们好好的走，跟随你的路。
And lead us well as we follow after you.
我们将祷告仰望，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We look unto you and pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Amen.